Hi, friend. I'm so grateful you've joined me on the Jesus Over Everything show. If you haven't heard the news, we have gone retro this summer. For the months of June and July, we are featuring our five-word prayers daily. This show started as, and so many of you love so much, five-minute podcast shows on topics of all kinds, the short inspiration you need for every day of the week. So enjoy these shows, keep listening all summer, and see you right here back in August for a powerful season six. Hi, and welcome to the Five Word Prayers Daily, a 5 day a week daily devotional where we share the word, prayers, and our heart. I'm Lisa Whittle, and I welcome you to just 5 minutes with me, which I trust and pray will be 5 minutes well spent. Welcome to the last week in November and the last week of our parenting emphasis for the show. Goodness, we've talked about so much this month, and I hope it's helped some of my fellow parents. This week is really dedicated to my older kid moms who over and over want to talk about the dreaded letting go and how to even do that. Well, we will talk about that this week. I'll tell you everything I know, which is limited to launching one off into college and one right on his heels. But we'll get into some pretty vital parenting things this week, I think, and I hope you won't miss a single show. So next month is going to be exciting, and we have some big things to announce about this show. And also, I'm going to look back at some things I learned in 2018 and share those as well. But I'm going to kickstart that a little early by telling you something I have learned in 2018 about letting go of my kids. You know, letting go is really done in phases. And although I let my oldest son go in a sense when he went off to college, I'm not through letting go, I know. There have been things along the way, if I look back, we let our kids go a little when they stop nursing, when they start walking and getting around by themselves, when they can buckle into their own car seat, wash their own hair, talk, go off to kindergarten. I've got all the moms crying right now. But really, God is amazing to have planned these little letting goes along the way, I think, to better prepare us for much bigger ones like college and marriage and leaving the home for real. I've crossed most of these stages with my oldest son, all of them really except for the marriage and living on his own part. And yes, college especially was painful, but it was also a survivable part of life. I think that's what a lot of moms need to know. And they want to know, can I survive it? Yes, you can. And the tears were short-lived, and they were also intermingled with the joy of him still coming home, still getting hugs from him, and still spending summers with us and all of the rest. But as he's really getting into a grown man status and age, and relationship, I know the day is going to come when I will not be the first female in his life anymore. And trust me, I'm thinking about that letting go and how to handle it because I do not want to be crazy. And so here's what I think we have to know about letting go of our kids. We can't stop all the pain that comes with it. That is impossible. But we can make it go as well as possible and keep the relationship and ourselves healthy in the process. We do this, I believe, by making a choice. Will we be proactive in our approach, or will we be reactive? Proactive versus reactive. I think it's pretty obvious what is the best way to be, but if I want to do well for myself and do right by my child, I will willfully let them go before I'm demanded to do so. There's something far harder about the demand being made on us than the determination being set by us, I think. When we determine our approach, it gives us time to pray for our heart in the process, and that will be wise and able to back off and let them become their own person. We need that time to pray. It makes us feel as if we're still in control of our own lives, not the out-of-control feeling by choices made by another that we often react and overreact to, which is human nature. And I'll never forget when my friend's son got married this past summer. My friend called me crying, and having never been through it before, I asked God very quickly to help me know what to say, and I believe he did. I told her this, what your son and everyone there may not know, you and God will know quietly and in your heart, and that is that you are still very much parenting your son. You're parenting him by the support he needs most on that special day from his mom. She was a single parent, by the way, for much of his early life. And I said, you're parenting him actively by choosing to let him go into this next stage of life without holding him hostage emotionally and asking him to take care of you in a moment that he needs to be happy and full of joy on this special day. You aren't asking him to share himself or look after you. Even though he's a big grown man, he's your little boy today, and you are protecting and you are parenting him actively. And we both cried because we knew that that's what it was. It was that perspective. It was that willfully handing over. It was being proactive instead of reactive. And that's how you let go, I believe. So I'll need her to remind me of that on my day that's coming soon, I know, as well as lots of prayers like our one today. Jesus, help me let go. Whether you're a mom of a little child and you're watching them become more independent, it's hurting your heart, or like me, you face another senior year this year and letting another child leave home and go to college. It's a beautiful, important prayer for parents. This has been the 5-Word Prayers Daily with Lisa Whittle. Join me tomorrow right back here. You've been listening to the 5-Word Prayers Daily with Lisa Whittle. Hey, did you know I'm an active part of the online community? Yes, I sure am. And I love Instagram in particular. So look, if you're not a part of that, I would love for you to come and join us over at Lisa Whittle on Instagram. See you there.